kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us toll-free. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
I've started doing the 844-96 party. It's easier to remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope you had a great weekend. We just had a great guest. We want to thank him as well. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Always great to have Ben around. Don't forget, get out and vote tomorrow.
Vote tomorrow. Yeah, go
now,
vote.
Do you get to vote in the mayoral race?
No, I do not live in the city proper of Milwaukee.
Okay, so any big races that you're paying a special attention
to? Yeah, I mean, we have some school board. We have our a local county county member that I'm going to be voting for. So I'll get out. I'll do my part tomorrow, and I encourage everyone to do so as well.
Yes, I'll go down and vote. I don't know that there are any contested races in my neighborhood. I'm looking forward to the August, but, you know, there are some troubled, problematic candidates out there, and mostly they're being featured on Vicki McKenna's show.
Well, and Ben mentioned, what was it, Kelly Rowe, R-U-H, one of the Republican fraudulent electors, is on the ballot. I mean, wow.
You got a problem with that?
Way to go. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, so long as you have yet to be convicted of a crime and a felony or whatever the case may be, and perhaps there'll be some comeuppance for that activity. But as of right now, she's on the ballot. I don't know who's running against Kelly Ruh, but if you're up in that area, not in the neck of the woods, vote against her.
Oh, you're so mean.
I'm so mean.
Let's get to the phones. No meanies, just nice phone callers. 844-96 party. See how I did that?
Nice.
Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, earlier you talked about the most dangerous person in the United States.
It's not Dom. He'd to think so, but it's not.
Can I throw mine out there before I get what I really want to get to? Steve Bannon. I just read a book review this weekend on a book called Insurgency by Jeremy Peters. And when Trump came down the escalator and Bannon was there, and you know what he said? This is in quotations. That's Hitler. Well, he wasn't too far from right, was he? And thank you, Steve Bannon, because if you remember correctly, the campaign was failing, and they decided to really go crazy and pick him up to run it. Thank you so much for what you did to this country.
Well, we got to throw in a vote of thanks to Paul Manafort as well. Manafort shepherded Trump through the nomination process at the RNC because they were still trying to do a coup d'etat and push Trump out at that time. And before that, well, you got to give thanks to Corey Lewandowski. He was the campaign manager prior, wasn't he? And hell, didn't even Kellyanne Conway, I thought, took a turn.
There's lots of blame to go around. And Dick, and I assume we're referring to Biden, referring to what? Rupert Murdoch.
The most dangerous man
in the world. And I would wholeheartedly disagree. If anything, we see what's going on in Ukraine now in Russia. I mean, Putin's got access to nuclear weapons, and he's shooting people in the streets in the Ukraine. Well, I think that is a little more dangerous than a guy who's got a news, quote-unquote, news network.
Now, first and foremost, I would point out that the quote of Biden is not contemporary, not immediate, meaning that the Putin stuff happened probably post-quote. Because the quote's coming from a book that's already been written.
No, yeah, I understand that. But my criticism still stands.
Now,
still has his hands on a nuclear arsenal that could destroy the entire world.
Yeah,
and Rupert Murdoch has a crappy, you know, cable news network.
Yeah, but Rupert Murdoch got Donald Trump elected. Did you see the strange scientific study? We actually covered it. I read some of it. Scientific study, because radio audiences love that. But here's what it said. They effectively paid Fox News viewers to watch something else,
yes.
In this case, CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that, what do you know? Fox News viewers are not only misinformed, but when they saw actual facts, they actually became skeptics. You know, they didn't they didn't believe Fox's coverage when they say Trump could do no wrong. And I would point out how, you know, just erosive it's been to our society.
I mean, propaganda works, man. You know, Russia's old hat at this, man. Russia's been doing this forever. There's a lot more dangerous people in the world.
Fox News.
I understand, but you're talking about the president of the United States referring to Rupert Murdoch as, quote, the most dangerous man in the world. And I think that is an asinine, incorrect statement. Do you agree with President Biden in that regard, Crudy?
I think setting aside Putin and the current invasion of Ukraine, when the timeliness of the quote would have made Rupert Murdoch the most dangerous man in the world because he propped up Donald Trump, got him elected. He continues to misinform the electorate. He got people dead. You know what I mean? I don't mean just sort of sat by, but they were misinforming their audience at Fox News on the coronavirus pandemic.
Kim Jong-il, you know, the whoever's running Iran right now, the pack. I mean, come on, man. There are a lot of more dangerous people in this world than Rupert Murdoch. I'm just saying, man.
Okay, so sure, arguably, there's more dangerous human beings.
Well, thank you.
But that doesn't mean that Rupert Murdoch is not a danger to society, a danger to democracy. And if Rupert Murdoch has the power to undermine our democracy and end our society as we know it, what's more dangerous than that? I mean, other than geothermal nuclear war.
I don't know. How about Zuckerberg and Facebook? Really? I mean, if you want to talk about who can really pump out the propaganda, what platforms are effective in that regard, there's other platforms as well that could be considered, quote unquote, dangerous.
Certainly there are. But nothing's worse than Foxy News. I'm telling you, man, nothing's worse than Foxy News. When Ron Johnson needed money, where'd he go running this week? Straight to Maria Bartiromo and her conspiracy.
Oh, man.
QAnon platform.
Whatever.
On Fox News.
Oh, man. She's gone far.
She used to be an actual journalist of sorts on CNBC, right? What happened? She crossed the street, and the pay must be sweet. You know, doesn't cost much to sell your soul. More than we make, but not a lot.
I don't have a soul. That's cheap for me.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Soulless Dom and Prudy as well.
Yowza. Yeah.